Here's the thing about adventure. It's never going to come knocking on your door. You got to get out there and track it down. And there's no better way to find it than behind the wheel of a 2024 Toyota Tacoma. With trail-hungry power, legendary capability, and head-turning style, the Tacoma is not for the sedentary. 326 horsepower, 465 pound-feet of torque. And with all the toughness you could ask for, the Toyota Tacoma is the adventure you've been missing. Toyota, let's go places. Action.
Huge road win for the Barracuda. They are now 5-0 against the Coachella Valley Firebirds as they win it tonight by a final score of 5-2. It was a game highly influenced by special teams. The Cuda went on to the power play 7 times and they took advantage of it. They caught 3 power play goals, second most in a single game this year for the Cuda as they continue to roll on the power play. Coachella Valley did score a power play goal themselves. They finished the game 1-for-4, but that was the big difference as the Barracuda win this one by a final score of 5-3. Another huge night for the former Firebird, Andrew Podorowski. He finishes the game, does Podorowski, with 3 points. They have actually changed the final goal. It was tipped in by Cardwell, so Cardwell gets the goal, not Furlong, but he gets the second, the primary assist. And the Barracuda win this one by a final score of 5-3. They get an empty net goal from Ethan Cardwell, initially given to Jake Furlong. But the Barracuda balanced attack. They got very solid goaltending from Georgi Romanov, but they did an outstanding job in front of him. Did not allow him to face as much rubber as he saw on Sunday, and he made some very timely saves in the third period to preserve the Barracuda's lead and ultimately give his team the victory. Let's recap this run. Look, it was a horrible start for John McCarthy's team. They were completely under attack off the opening faceoff. And 34 seconds into the game, Logan Morrison would snap an 8-game goalless drought as he would rip home his 4th of the year to give Coachella Valley a 1-0 lead. Coachella Valley, there's a wrister coming down the right wing side, fought off by Romanov, and they score. Came back to the slot, and it's ripped past Georgi Romanov, beats him glove side. That shot coming down the wing initially that Romanov made the save on, it handcuffed him a little bit, did not look all that confident with the initial save, and it ends up on the stick just moments later of Logan Morrison, and he makes no mistake. So Logan Morrison rips home his 4th of the year, comes 34 seconds in to the opening period. So the Barracuda under fire, playing from behind right off the bat, and then they would take a minor penalty. Daniil Gushin called for slashing at 1:27. So the game could have certainly slipped out of the Barracuda's grasp despite it being so early in the game, but they'd hunker down, they'd kill off the penalty and seem to build some momentum. They would not record their first shot until the 9-minute mark, but after they recorded the shot, they were able to draw a penalty themselves just moments after that point. And on the power play, Andrew Podorowski, who killed his old team last Thursday with the tying goal and then the winner in a shootout, would find the back of the net once again, this time on the man advantage, his team leading 10th of the year and team leading 5th on the power play, ties the score up in the first period, time of that goal at 10:43. Now Cagnoni picks the puck up for Philip Bisted. Bisted in the trapezoid, half wall, Podorowski drifts to the net, shoots, he hit the crossbar, and they're going to say it's a goal. It went just under the crossbar as the Barracuda celebrate. A snipe from Andrew Podorowski. The light never came on. Podorowski celebrated. The referee right there gave the good goal signal, and we are tied at 1-1. They did review it. They took an extra look at it. It was deemed a good goal. Time of the goal for Podorowski at 10:43 from Philip Bisted and Luca Cagnoni. So after a period, 1-1 score, shots 10-7 in favor of the Firebirds. So to the second period we would go, and in the second period, it was all about power play opportunities for both sides. In fact, the Barracuda will go on 4 different power plays in the second period. But their first 2 goals in the second would come during 5-on-5 play. Podorowski scored the first goal back in the first, would be the primary assister on the second goal at 3:09, as he would find Lucas Carlson drifting from the left point, and Carlson would make it goals in 3 of his last 4 as he would rip home his 3rd of the season to give San Jose a 2-1 lead. A return to Podorowski. Those two could not quite connect. Cardwell takes a swipe at it, handed off left side. Carlson loads up. He scores! Lucas Carlson drifting down from the left point. Podorowski found him right on the tape, and he beats Stetska, and the Barracuda have their first lead, and Carlson continues to heat up. He's got points in six straight.
Yeah, Lucas Carlson just rolling now. Points in seven of his last eight games. Points in six consecutive games. 6 points during that stretch. Three goals and three assists. So the Barracuda up 2-1 at that point. They weren't done. They would go back onto the power play. We mentioned all the opportunities in that second period. Four total. And at 8:55, Colin Graff, who had been a little bit snake-bitten, a little bit quiet offensively, a beautiful set of feed to Daniil Gushin. And Gushin would rip a one-timer from the right wing past Stezka for Gushin, second in his many games, sixth of the year. And the Barracuda would take a 3-1 lead in the second period. Around the wall, return back for Graf near side. One-timer, Gushin, he scores! A quick feed from Graf doesn't allow for Stezka to get over to the post, and Daniil Gushin rips it past the Firebird netminder. It's a 3-1 Barracuda lead as Gushin's got another one. Big goal from Daniil Gushin. That would actually turn out to be the game winner. Firebirds would make it interesting, though, in that second period at 14:51 on the power play themselves. John Hayden would make it goals in his last three, and he cut down the deficit for the Firebirds to one. Hayden back up top now. Brouillard, half wall by Rowe. Hooks his man off. Quick shot, Myers, and the loose puck is dug home, and the Firebirds cash in on the power play. John Hayden stays hot. John Hayden pots the power play goal, sixth of the year from Ben Myers and Brandon Biro. So we will go to the third. Game very much still up in the air. Barracuda leading it by a score of 3-2. Firebirds would have a golden opportunity with the Barracuda back on the power play. A breakaway for the oh-so-hot John Hayden. But Georgi Romanov would make an outstanding glove save to preserve his team's 3-2 lead. Then just moments after that, Colin Graf would get a breakaway. And on the other end, Aleš Stezka was able to come up with the save himself. But Graf wouldn't be denied because the Barracuda on the power play would draw another minor, a delay of game over the glass against Coachella Valley. The first penalty would expire, but during the second penalty, during the delay of game over glass minor, Barracuda still on the power play, and Colin Graf would tip home a Luca Cagnoni point shot for what would turn out to be pretty much the nail in Coachella Valley's coffin. A huge goal for Graf, snaps a 10-game goalless drought, a sixth of the year. Cagnoni and Bisted pick up the helpers. In line for Bisted. Bisted back towards the point. Near side for Cagnoni. Shot tipped, and they score! Colin Graf cuts right in front of Stezka and tips it home. It's a power play goal, and the lead is extended back to two. Huge tip from Colin Graf, went straight to the top of the crease, flashed in front of Stezka, tipped it under the crossbar. Insurance goal, breathing room for the Barracuda. They take a 4-2 lead. They would not look back. They would cash in with an empty netter. Ethan Cardwell ends up tipping in a Jake Furlong shot at 19:55 as the Barracuda win this one by a final score of 5-2. Coachella Valley outshoots the Barracuda 30-21, but with the win, San Jose is now 16-7-0-2. Good for 34 points. Meanwhile, the Firebirds stay pat at 30 points. They are 13-9-1-3 on the season. The Barracuda chasing the first place Calgary Wranglers, who were dealt back-to-back losses at the hands of the Firebirds in this building this past weekend. Calgary in action tonight. They fall by a score of 2-1 against the Ontario Reign. So with the win, the Barracuda are now within 5 points of Calgary for the top spot in the division, and they have 3 games in hand. With the win, San Jose is back a game above 500 on the road at 6-5-0-1. They have points in 9 of their last 10 games. The Cuda are just continuing to roll, and despite the little blemish during this road trip, back-to-back losses, they're back in the win column, and they will look to finish things strong on the road in Bakersfield on Friday. As we noted, final shots 30-21. San Jose goes 3-for-7 on the power play. Firebirds were 1-for-4. Winning goaltender Georgi Romanov, 2-0 against Coachella Valley, went winless against the Firebirds last year. His record is now 5-3-1 on the year. Losing goaltender Aleš Stezka, 6-8-3 now for Stezka on the year. And the Barracuda pick up their 16th win of the season. Let's go over our three stars. The number three star for the Cuda, number 75, Daniil Gushin, finished finished with the goal. Had four shots on net and two penalty minutes for Gusht. He is really, really rolling right now. Always a factor whenever the puck is on his stick. He is the number three star. Number two star is Colin Graf. Graf finished with that huge insurance goal. Also had an assist in the game. Three shots on net for Graf. So Graf now up to 24 points on the year for the rookie forward. He's got 24 points in now 25 games. And the number one star, the former Firebird, Andrew Podorolski, a goal and two assists, first three-point game of the year, ninth multi-point game of the season at a plus-one rating, two shots on net. He is the number three star. And Podorolski, now on the year, he is up to a team-high 26 points through 25 games. Game length tonight, 2 hours, 29 minutes, 6,719 sod here at Acrisure Arena. The next time these teams face off, it will not be until January 22nd. It'll be at Texas Arena. The next time we're down here at Acrisure Arena will be February the 23rd. Barracuda turned back around on Friday. They take on Bakersfield in Bakersfield to wrap up this five-game roadie. Meanwhile, the Firebirds have a home and road with Ontario on Friday and Saturday. Barracuda win this one by a final score of 5-3. We'd like to thank everybody who joined us tonight. Whether you listened or you watched, we certainly do appreciate it, and we hope you join us again on Friday. And a reminder, we are back on the Sharks Audio Network on Friday as the Sharks are idle. So we'll have pregame coverage starting at 6:30. You can also watch on HLTV on Flow Hockey. That does it for our broadcast coverage. Barracuda win this one by a final score of 5-2. Until Friday night, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from the Acrisure Arena in Palm Desert.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. This broadcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.